97.9 The Box is the Manhattan Morning Show. So earlier, JQ gave you his resolution tips for the bedroom. Here it is for 2015. JQ, I need you to do a recap, if you will, of the first six, and then you can finish off with the next six.
First thing what we talked about in January is a sleep-in month, man. When you with your mate, you know, sleep in, you know, a little bit extra. Set your clocks 10 to 15 minutes early. That's when your sex drive is high. You can really just get yourself off of it so you won't be stressed.
Because somebody might, it's like, wow, he just jumped into this whole, you know, in the bedroom having, you know, doing a nasty thing. All this is a part of resolutions. You know, every year people have these resolutions. They want to stop smoking. They want to stop drinking. Mm-hmm. They want to exercise. They want to lose weight. Well, JQ brought to our attention that, you know what, you people also have resolutions for, you know, doing things in the room of the bed.
Yes, you know, to keep things fresh. 12 ways to keep things fresh in 2015.
So this is his contribution for the show this morning. He wanted to give the 12 things you could do every month. You can shoot for another resolution in the sack.
That's what it is right there. So, you know, sleep in a little early, you know, a little bit later, you know, set your clock a little 15, you know, 20 minutes early. Have you some breath mints on the nightstand and you can go at it. That's for January. And February, we talked about, you know, being the Valentine's month, man, showing appreciation, you know, pay a little bit more attention to your mate, man. Find out, you know, what arouses them, what makes them feel good, what makes them feel pleasurable, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they the center of attention. What they like, they might like a bath, a massage, a little woo-woo-woo down there, you know. So in February, let's do that. In March, that's the way feeling yourself month. You, in order for you to have somebody else hit your spots, you must know where them spots at. Oh, so the best way is like Nicki Minaj, feeling myself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in March right there. In April, you want to explore porn together. A lot of people don't want to do it, but they show you some things and show you about your mate. You can learn a few things if you've never tried it, and you can see what kind of, you watch a little of that before you get down. It's going to make you feel good to be an American citizen. So in April, watch a little porn together. It don't hurt you. Just try it. In May, you want to share a fantasy. You know, talk about things that you would like to share with one another, man. You know, listen to your mate. You know what I'm saying? Your imagination, just let it wander. We're going to do that in May. And as we get into June, try one of them fantasies. You know what I'm saying? You done said in May what you wanted to do. In June, do it. You know what I'm saying? Go on, put it out there. You had 30 days to prepare for it. Try to make that fantasy happen. Now, here we are to the next 6 months. In July, switch things up a little bit with your partner, man. You know, sometimes one person is always the person to make the first move, initiate the sex. Why don't you try it this time, the other person that ain't initiate? Initiate some stuff, man. You know, try some different things in the bedroom. If one person always on top, why don't you try being on top? If one person like to be from the back, you try it from the back.
Okay,
in July. Okay. In August.
Hold on. What type of relationship are you in, JQ? Well, we'll talk about that later. You got some explaining to do.
No, we don't. Y'all know exactly what he meant. We don't need no explaining. You know what he meant.
In August.
He said he wants to try a new thing. Girl, your turn, girl.
Strap up.
Y'all crazy, man.
No, you crazy.
All right. In August.
Boy, you wild.
Check this out.
Trap.
Look, God, dog, let me finish this thing so we can move on. In August, we got to take the everyday challenge, man. Like, you know, life is busy with family, friends, exercise, hobbies, man. You know, and August is a big vacation month and everything. So what I want you to do in August, man, this means I want you to try to have sex every day in the month of August. The everyday challenge. And it don't mean you actually have to have intercourse that month. It could be something just to arouse and get the person off. You know, so try something every day. So now, as we get to September, knock off an item that's on your sexual bucket list. Everybody got a bucket list. Everything in there. You've been holding on that bucket list for years and years and years. Explore that fantasy and say, hey, you know what? Let me try to scratch this thing off my bucket list. Don't matter how old you are, how young you are. Get that stuff off your bucket list.
No, it doesn't matter how young you are. You should be of age.
Yeah, of course, at least 18. All right, cool. So, knock that off your bucket list. If you ain't had the threesome, try a threesome.
Okay,
if you want a
twosome, thank you. They got the point.
My bad. If you want to have sex on top in your office, try it. You know what I'm saying? You want to have it in the car? Try it. In the movies? Try it.
We got the point.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. In October, what we're going to do is dress up month because October's, of course, Halloween. You ain't never played role play. Dress up with your mate a little bit. You might want to play a doctor and, you know, you play the patient. You know what I'm saying? You playing the lawyer and you playing the plaintiff and everything. And, you know, the exchange for the services. You know, do a little role play in the month of October since it is Halloween. Get your nice little outfit, Victoria's Secret's have, or even them little Halloween stores. We see them in the club all the time wearing them outfits. Wear for your man. Have a little role play. You can one play the garbage man and one play a pizza parlor person that's delivering the pizza. You ain't got the money for the pizza. Oh, I got some way you can pay for this pizza. Boy, oh boy. And then November, compliment each other, man. You know, in November, let's compliment each other. Tell your partner something nice each time you see him. What if it's a simple, I love that shirt, or you're looking a little sexier? Because, you know, we getting into Thanksgiving. We eating a little more. We drinking a little more. You might be feeling a little way about your bodies. Keep complimenting each other to make each one feel sexy, because that's going to bring out that woo. Woo, 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 woo. And then the last ones, we get to December. Buy some toys, man. You know what I'm saying? Tis the season in good December, man. Stores are full of toys for all genders and sexual orientations. They, you know, just pick a sex shop. Be open-minded. Don't be intimidated, man. They got stuff for men and women in there. Look at the shelves together and say, hey, baby, we can use this. And yeah, baby, we can use this, man. You can pick one or two and take them home for you and let the happiness begin. And then, boy, by the time you get to 2016, you super smiling. Whoo! If you're married, your relationship gonna last longer. If you ain't married yet, you're about to get married. And then if you got one of them ones you just dilly-dallying with, you might make a permanent dilly-dallier.
Whoo! JQ's top 12 resolution bedroom tips for 2015.
Try that. Live it. Learn it. I guarantee you. No matter what your religion, creeds, colors, significance of sexual things, you try that, I guarantee you,
what?
You will be pleased to the 50th power in America.
Ooh, thank man. You, JQ.
I'm tingling
what
right now.
What was that
one
that you went back to? Explain that one. You
what?
Can talk about it later.
Man, just said, you always got to pick one thing and just always run.
Said like you said you like to back that thing up.
No, I did. I said you might try it from the front or you might try it from the back.
What type of relationship you in?
No, you can try it from the back. The woman from the back on top.
Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right. Oh,
there you go.
You want the ass. You learn today.